nation. Yeah, for your nation.
One, two.
Yeah,
for your nation. Coming through.
Yeah,
for your nation.
The show.
Yeah,
ha. Common sense.
Yeah,
south side.
Yeah,
niggas, the outside.
Yeah,
now bust it out, shot time.
A bitch snigger with an attitude named Q tried to step to the con with a few. Now what the fuck I look like just in a whole coast? You ain't made shit dope since America's most. Wanted to see from the Midwest to the East, on the dick of the East for your first release. Your lease is up at the crib house, niggas get evicted. And videos of white boys talking, you get wicked. Natural born killer, nigga, you natural born guy. Read, rich, got the nerve to say you rob. Hypocrite, I'm filling out your death certificate. Slanging bean pies and St. Ives in the same sentence. Should've repented on the 16th of October. Get some beats besides Parliament to rock over. Rap career's over, better off acting. Oh, with trouble I see, and manage your WC and whack 10. You're backed into a
point hey.
On a hustler, lying on your dick. Said you was fucking her. Use higher learning. Don't take my words.
Randolph Terrence.
I mean, decline.
Petey Steele.
And who else is sitting in with us today? Who else?
Russ Green.
And we are three guys on. We are right back at you guys. Happy Thursday. Have you been going to the 202 Festival? Are you hungover from the shows last night at the Impala?
Mm.
Are you hungover? Good. I hope you are.
You started eating vegan?
Yeah, all
because
of Russ.
Wicked farts.
Oh my God.
Wicked
the first
farts.
Weekend of vegan, your farts are just
magical.
Amazing.
Not, I mean, you can kill a motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm training with
if
Philippe
you close
Schaefer,
the car doors, roll up the windows, and fart like during a conversation with someone, you can get all the information you need. Yeah.
Really?
You can just
oh yeah,
tell me everything. What
I'm training with Philippe?
Just had some
right
kale,
now.
Motherfucker.
Fucking eating three bags of greens a week. I let all my deuces fly in the HR bathroom at work.
Oh.
It's the only way I can pay him back for the
so
benefits.
Fibery. So
oh, it's brilliant.
Packed with nutrients.
Fuck yeah.
He says so fibery. Is it fibery?
It's that's fibery,
a,
man.
That's a word.
It's
fibrous. That is an adjective.
Fibrous, yeah, that's
yeah.
even better.
That's like a words with friends word.
Yes, it is. Seven letters.
It's like a
you
legitimate.
Play that, man, you win.
It's like a legitimate beef record.
Yeah.
Ultimate diss track. Not this new fake diss track shit that people are doing now.
You play that on words, you shit on the whole board.
Petey has got me back into words with friends, and I have not lost since I've come back. 2 weeks.
Yeah,
this is no reflection on my game, by the way.
I'm trouncing Bent for the second time right now.
Oh shit!
Ass kicked backwards, but I don't know the rules quite yet. Once I figure out,
yeah, you gotta get a few games under your belt.
You guys have officially like stamped your like geriatric status.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like, being on Words with Friends is like being on MySpace right now. Like that's where you guys are.
I used to be on Words with Friends, and I left it behind a long time ago for Scramble with Friends, and then I left that behind.
The bootleg.
No, Scramble with Friends is like Boggle. It's not Scrabble, it's Boggle. Same thing. It's like just a game that you knew when you were a kid. Do you remember Boggle? Did you play
Boggle?
Yeah, Boggle.
They shake Boggle. It up in the glass.
Yeah. Scramble
remember,
with
I'm,
Friends is that.
I'm reliving my childhood now because I have my own children.
So do they still play Boggle?
We'll have to do all the games I did with them. Yeah.
Okay, so you...
Right now we're on elementary shit. We're doing Chutes and Ladders.
Right.
Candyland.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Oh,
we tried
yeah.
to get them into Scrabble that was too advanced because they, you know, we were just whooping their ass. You know what I'm saying?
You can't
just
You can't. Yeah, you can't play them in Scrabble. It's ridiculous.
They lose their motivation and shit.
Trivial Pursuit Kids Edition.
We tried Uno. That was too much because, you know, niggas are savages when you play Uno. So we started. we got them on Go Fish right now. They're really getting their weight up.
Okay. Now, did you pull out all your old games or did you go buy new copies?
Yeah, all my...
they're in the attic somewhere, right? All your old board games?
I thought we talked about this. My parents are hoarders. My childhood was left in... the eight other houses ago that we got evicted from. So
okay.
I have no idea where those games are.
Okay.
But you can buy them all for like $10, $15 at Target now.
Parcheesi.
Mm-hmm. The retro versions even, without
Life.
Black people.
You go to
really?
A thrift
the
store,
$15
bucks will buy you 10 games.
The new Candyland.
Go to Georgia.
So wait, the new Candyland has licorice? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
It's got licorice in it?
Twizzlers.
The new Candyland looks like a Model UN. The old Candyland looks like... a town I've never been privileged enough to live in.
I don't really,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't really remember much about Candyland. I remember Life.
I've got there's a Candyland game sitting right there.
Yeah.
Life had the little so cars. Cool, you put the prongs in for each person.
Yeah, you start a family. And yeah. Like they try to incentivize. That's what, Russ, you probably play a lot of Life. You dominate it. Like you got four kids now.
No, man. Life was boring to me. It looked too vanilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like Monopoly. It was more gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Monopoly's the shit.
Like wasn't that,
your mama so broke when she played Monopoly, she asked for the hat.
Hey, man. I always pick the hat.
I used the horse, but I don't think that's even a piece anymore.
Yeah, it's a horse.
Yeah, is there still a horse
in there? They got the horse.
It's got a rifle on it.
They got the schnauzer dog.
Right.
And the dog.
The thimble and
the
all
thimble.
That.
The wheelbarrow.
I want to be the car. I was like, I want the car.
Well, that's
my brother was always the car.
Because they had stuff that was for men, like the car.
Wheelbarrow.
Right, the wheelbarrow. They had an iron for the women and a thimble.
Thimble
for the women.
My mother
don't
always
the
played
cannon.
The thimble.
You forgot the cannon, man.
There was a cannon.
Yeah, did put a cannon.
And then dog and a horse. And then sometimes it would have like just random other ones thrown in. If someone like bought a Monopoly game, you'd see a piece you never saw before. The shoe, right?
The shoe, I thought it was a classic.
Yeah, no, the shoe was classic, but there was...
But it looked like a poor man's shoe.
It looked like a shoe that you wouldn't want to wear.
Looks like the shoe that like a... jazz singer on the Metro puts out.
Like a cattle rustler or something.
Yeah, the shoe has a story.
Did you see the shackles? That's
the person who wore that shoe doesn't even
shackles?
Have a foot.
Yeah, shackles were for the black players. They got liberated.
I don't think that's true. I don't remember that at all.
Go directly
if
to
you
jail.
Say it with enough conviction, people will believe anything you say.
The shackles. I love the shackles. That was my favorite piece. Oh, yeah, the shackles. Yeah, the shackles.
The brand. Remember the brand?
I couldn't even afford the utilities.
What's the best property? Like the best
boardwalk
block
properties?
And no, because they very rarely landed on that.
Chance wise, he's exactly right. The best ones to own, I think, are the greens and the yellows.
I would say the reds and the orange. That block gets hit all the time, yo.
The reds and the
Illinois,
Indiana, Kentucky, and then New York, Tennessee, and St. James.
Those motherfuckers.
Y'all know y'all play this shit too much.
Oh yeah.
Man.
All the time growing up.
Street economics, though.
Oh, yeah.
Monopoly is where it's at, yo.
I always gravitated toward, I think, the purple and the orange.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Slumlord.
Yeah.
Slumlord.
$2 rent if you don't have a house
Monopoly
on the motherfucker.
Brought to you by the wire.
And I drive away my sports car. Fuck you.
Slumlord.
Pay me $8.
Putting up hotels with $10.
No, I think the green were probably because it was on the same block as Boardwalk and Park Place, but there's three spots to land.
That's you never got
Pacific,
to the green because you always ended up in jail.
Jail.
Yeah, because
go to
jail
the
was right there.
Right,
yeah, you would always end up in jail.
Well, I mean, 79%. We talked about it.
Yeah, free parking was the kitty, but some people didn't play with that rule, but they're suckers.
Oh, yeah. That's technically not a rule to put money in the middle for free parking. Yeah.
We always play with that, though.
Yeah, of course. We did, too. Yeah, we didn't play with the real rules.
Mm-mm.
All right, Randolph, what board games did you play? You trying to keep it a secret and
usually shit. Usually what y'all play, we didn't play a whole lot of board games. We played a lot of Battleship.
I like Battleship.
I played the fuck out of Battleship.
Electronic Battleship.
Yeah. Electronic Battleship when that came. But we played a lot of cards. As kids, we played a lot of cards.
Spades.
Whist.
Mastermind.
Yeah,
remember that game?
Spades. Yeah. I can't even remember how to play Big
Did you play Tonk? Is Tonk a regional game?
I think it's a regional game, but people in my family played it. But yeah, it's definitely a regional
game. Is it regional or is it ethnic?
I don't know anybody white who plays Tonk.
I don't know that it's ethnic. Why
I don't know anybody
ethnic?
White who plays Tonk.
Do you feel like
middle? Just me. I was all black people.
You're around black people?
Yeah.
So you don't count.
Okay, fine.
Andy,
do you even know what
Tonk is?
I've never been.
Exactly.
I've never been in the presence
of
Tonk. Or maybe not even Spades.
Yeah.
What?
I grew up around black people. But they didn't
play Spades?
They didn't trust you.
Not when I was around.
Yeah, we played Spades all the time.
Yeah, they were like, is he gone? Get the cards out.
Get him
out. You know?
Yeah, we played Spades all the time. Can't have him taking our secrets away.
That's all I did in lunch in high school, yo.
I played Hearts, actually. Yeah.
For a dollar.
Hearts.
Dollar hand.
Tonk.
Yeah, we played Tonk Spades, and then we also played ERS. Do you remember Egyptian Rat Screw?
What is that?
What the fuck is that?
That's the one where you're just taking a deck and you're throwing down. Yeah. So you throw down, and if there's a double, like a two, then someone throws down a two, the person that slaps it first gets to keep the cards.
Yeah.
And then you just keep throwing them out till one guy's acquired the deck. Or if a nine comes up in a 669, like Rat Screw, then you slap hands. So it's like a reflex game and whatever number thing.
See, anything that was like East Coast, Mid-Atlantic area around of like a large number of black people involved some kind of physical like repercussions. No, I'm serious. It had to be like this. Yeah. It had to be incentivized.
Butt on
for
the pole for horse.
Yeah.
All right, if you get a three and I get a seven, I get to uppercut you.
Or butt on the wall for handball. Do you remember that back in the fucking...
I remember in 21, someone got to 11 and whoever was on zero, they would just bean you with the ball. They'd like make you stand against the wall. And
Yeah. As handball.
And that's how you got better, yo.
I get, or
is
that's
that,
how
is
you.
Is that how, Russ Green?
That's how you choose soccer.
I mean, you're not going to keep, either going to quit playing or.
Do you see the repercussions of slavery? Do you see the repercussions of slavery? It's all about pain.
We get to hit you now, right? I guess.
Two for flinching.
Yeah, I think whoever had the lowest score, they would just knock you out of the game. It was just
that's a real thing, yo. Like when I was in like Baltimore, I went to a private school, and then I left and came to DCPS, and it was like I went from a completely like almost utopian society. We had like a May Day fucking celebration and shit in private school. We danced around the flagpole with fucking ribbons and shit.
So what? A pricey private school, or it was just
what school is this?
I was just black and smart. This is the Park School.
Did you have a scholarship?
Park school.
Yeah, I got a scholarship.
Okay. So then your family moved to D.C.?
Family was like, let's fuck up Russ's life real quick. Who needs a private education for
you know
free?
What? Let's make a comedian.
Yeah, let's exactly.
Let's scar Russ.
Let's make a comedian. Yeah.
So they moved to D.C. and you didn't go to a private school in D.C.?
No. You know, my parents, my dad's a psychiatrist, so he started at Providence Hospital.
Right.
In Baltimore. And then he came to D.C., and then I forget where he was, but
Providence in D.C. ever?
No, it was Providence in D.C. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. In Baltimore, he was in, I can't remember. I was a kid. I was a child, man.
Right.
But okay. It was a dope opportunity for him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to like pack up the family.
So you moved to the city?
So we moved to D.C. I was
And then you got 10, thrown 11. Into, what year was that?
This is 1987.
Okay, because D.C. public schools weren't that good at that point, right? They were
There were some stellar D.C. public schools to be defensive about D.C., but there were some really... like a lot of drugs in D.C. at the time. So if you were allowed around a lot of drugs and you went to city schools, that's, you know what I mean? 2 + 2 = 4, yo.
So you, it was a culture shock.
Yeah, because Frankie French has this fucking phenomenal joke, which she's like, she's like, I'm black, but I was raised Caucasian. That's like exactly what I experienced, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like the way that I spoke, the clothes that I wore was representative of a different culture, you know what I'm saying? So when I came to D.C., cats were like, you know, why are you talking white? Why do you sound like that? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't know. It's just kind of like what's coming out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? And it was just fucked up because all my friends were back in Baltimore.
I don't know.
Yeah. I can't say good
I don't know why I sound like that.
You know, like, I was about to say, like Baltimore is do I speak the Queen's English there, you know?
I'm sorry I speak this way.
Yeah.
Brother,
I sound like
brother.
What's our man's name? The Texan that's reformed now. He used to be a Ted Cruz supporter, but now he's against
kid?
The Republican Party.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh yeah,
what's the nigga's name?
Fucking little kid from Georgia.
That was that dude.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That was that dude.
Hey, Ted Cruz.
Yeah,
I don't support you anymore, Ted Cruz. I've seen a lot.
I ain't seen this kid. What the fuck? Is his name Paul Ryan?
He's like a 12-year-old. He's a 12-year-old blogger, or vlogger, rather. Yeah. And he was a little black kid who hated
Obama.
Black Lives Matter and stuff like that.
Got
so he
turned, now he's
he got
gone the other way.
Picked up by right-wing blogs.
Yes.
This kid knows what he's talking about. So who turned him out, finally?
No, there was one case too many of police brutality or something, and he changed his ways.
Like, wait, actually, what happened is I called him, and I said, hey, young brother.
You called him?
Hey, young brother.
Listen to me, young brother.
The white man has got you brainwashed.
Listen to me, young brother. There's no justice. There's just us. You need to quit listening to his story and start listening to your story.
Exactly, yeah.
Nah, man. Something happened to that kid. Something has to be on the table to do a fucking 180 at 12.
He's 12.
First of all, yeah. Because he probably talked to the wrong aunt with that dumb shit.
Yeah.
She slapped him across his face.
Fuck out of here with that nonsense.
Because you don't learn unless you get that violence, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. There had to be some kind of traumatic.
Once again, the messages of slavery.
Yeah.
We can only learn through pain.
Yeah, I got in my first fight in DCPS, man.
Oh, okay.
Some kid.
Middle school?
This is fifth grade, yo. So my brother and I would meet up after school and then walk back home. And my brother was sitting on the stoop outside the school crying. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Because I was hood at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like before I was, hey, what happened? Like, and then,
hey, brother, what's going on?
What's going on with you? Yeah.
Right.
And then he was like, this kid beat me up. And I couldn't take that because I was the nigga who was supposed to beat him up. You know what I'm saying? And the dude was like, it's him over there. So I just ran up on him and cold cocked him. Little did I know that this third grader, because he's in my fucking brother's class, is like 40 pounds heavier than me and a foot taller. That was a fun fight.
So how old were you then?
See, this is 1987. So I was 10, 11 years old.
Okay. And you were fighting a younger kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Y'all didn't jump him?
Nah, man. It was more like a reflex. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he was still trying to gather his shit. When you get your ass whooped, you need a moment to kind of collect your shit. You can't jump back in the squad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. you could, but over time, that's like an acquired skill.
Yeah.
So were you in a lot of fights then? Was it a constant battle?
I think I was in one fight that year. I fought a girl that year. That shit was crazy.
Oh, okay. Oh wow.
Did she win million?
I was fighting little kids and girls.
Did she win million?
Nah, man.
That's the Baltimore.
What was that
out?
Situation?
Everyone's fair game.
She kicked my dodgeball over the fence.
Oh fuck her! Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, she deserved it.
Kind of whoop her ass, man.
No, but you know what it was like. You kind of square off, and I'm like, I went to her like, oh, you know, some real, you know, black conscious shit. And I was like, hey, sister, did you happen to strike my ball across this, you know, barrier? Just keeping us chained inside in this penitentiary together.
Yeah, go get me some libation.
And she was on penitentiary shit. Yeah. She was like, yeah. Fuck you, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Fuck you going to do? And I was like, I guess I'll go get the ball.
All alone.
So I went to get the ball alone. You know what I'm saying? And this is a testament to DCPS. I walked outside of the fence, crossed the street and in traffic to get my ball.
Frogged it.
And then walked right back in. Ain't nobody say shit because nobody's watching us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have the ball now. I think it's squashed. But all the other 57 kids in our class, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how it was in public schools and
kick
shit.
Kick her ass.
Was like, yeah, man, you got what you going to do? You just going to let her just kick just your ball like your a ball. Bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Was it actually your ball? Did it belong to the school?
Yeah. No, I brought it to the school.
Oh, you brought your ball.
See, okay. I bought my privilege and entitlement from my private school education to the like inner city kids. So they'll appreciate my ball. It was like, you know what I'm saying? To have resources and shit.
Yeah.
And I just wanted us to, you know, share, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to lead by example here.
Exactly. It was a social experiment. Exactly.
There you go.
And, they kept pushing us into each other.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
And then at the time, the best game was Double Dragons on Nintendo.
Oh, I was the shit. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I fucking gave her that jump kick.
You pushed B.
B-A.
The both legs up to your chest and legs into her chest.
No, the one where you jump up and you kick to the side of the hip.
Did she pull out a little whip?
Yeah,
like
Linda.
But that's the point. Like, when you don't know how to fight, your education is everything that you've seen. It was like the Matrix. Right. Everything I've seen up to that point is a fight to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you can't emulate Contra.
Nah, you know, there's no gats. You know what I'm saying? No flamethrowers.
No lasers. Spread. Fuck it.
I wish I could have Metroided her ass. I would have fucking
run into a somersault.
Yeah, just drop the bombs on her.
Lucander. You want a Lucander? Finish
him. That was too far ahead. That wasn't out yet.
A dragon and bite her in half?
This is 1987 video games. I could have.
Finish
her. Should have excite bite her ass.
Yeah.
You and DMX.
Overheat.
Rough Riders come by.
Exactly, man.
But then later she was into you. Is that right?
Yeah, man. And shit.
While she was into Russ, this music was playing in her head.
This is the most fucked up thing about growing up and living in the city as an adult. You keep seeing them. DC's super small. You know what I'm saying?
So every year since then,
she's gotten finer and finer and finer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, if I could go back on some Back to the Future shit, I'd be like, nigga, just get the ball and give that chick a hug, nigga. Just hold her around her waist and tell her it's going to be okay in her ear.
She could have been your delicate first.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Have you ever reminisced publicly with her about the incident?
Nah. Come on, son.
She probably doesn't remember it.
Like, I very rarely admit mistakes or crushes. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot of maturity that I don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Do we have an email?
We have one email.
Let's hear it.
It's from a new emailer, actually.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, we need to hear that.
I think that's what Facebook is for, though. You hit them in the DMs and tell them how you had to use like a crush back in the day.
Oh, is that what? And what do you do
I
after
really
that?
Used to, like, I have no idea. This is all theorizing on my part.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Hey, remember when you kicked my ball?
I do remember. Like, if I could give any wisdom to these young cats coming up, always go for the chicks that are into you. You know what I'm saying? You always try to, like, I always try to aspire for the chick that everybody wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thought she's so dope. And I would waste all my time and resources investing in that to get played because she, you know, was one of the popular, you know, jock cat.
Well, this email might go with what you're
at
saying.
At the end of the day, it's all pink, right?
Oh, God. now we are in middle school, yo. We're back.
This you email is too. From John.
Sug life.
John Dow. And this email it might be a little uncomfortable for me to read.
Right.
What's going on, 3GO? I just started to listen to your show. I'm loving it, especially when I'm at work. Episode 550 had me rolling laughing about fucking big girls. One thing about big, and every time he types big, it's all caps. One thing about big girls.
He's so creative.
They'll suck the vein out your dick.
Okay.
Wow. That doesn't sound appealing at all. And by the way, there's more than one vein.
Sounds great to me.
Does it? I'm going to get rid of this vein.
I need some enthusiasm. I guess it's all in how you take it.
Do you have varicose veins in your penis?
Not anymore.
John says, when I was in high school, half of the football teams was getting their dick sucked by a fat white girl.
This email is annoying.
I'm confused.
By the Three Guys on a Podcast.
Are you reading this literally? So did he write teams, or did this high school, was it so big it had more than one football team?
I'm reading it literally. Okay. And also, in that sentence, the word big was not in there, but the word fat was all caps. back then.
Problematic.
This guy hates his job.
Back then, sister was complaining about sucking a brother dick.
Johnny, thank you for taking the thunder out of my it's all pink comment.
So we went to the white and Latin girls. Now, this is another interesting grammatical choice. Latin is capitalized, just the word, just the letter out Latin, but white is not. What are you trying to say? White and Latin girls. To me, Latina women give the best head, all caps head. Latina women really do remove a lot of veins, is what he's getting at.
They take vein
this
especially
is either a Latino
a big,
woman.
A big Latino woman, your dick will have no veins
she can
left.
Suck it off.
There'll be no veins left.
Telling the author of this is a Latino woman or a white guy.
I was listening to one of the episodes. Andy was asking, why are so many car wash in the hood? I did mention that. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was because of a weird emphasis on clean cars, but.
It's a vein of illegal cash.
Here's what John said.
Let's get sucked off.
Yeah.
John said, it's because lots of dudes out here selling drugs, they use it as a cover-up. Oh, so it's a front.
It's a fence.
The car wash is the front.
It is sometimes.
Maybe to launder money.
So
why are y'all giving up all the secrets, man? How's brother supposed to make money with y'all motherfuckers selling drugs?
And
dry snitching.
John continues, just like there are a lot of used tire sales in the hood.
Yep.
Used tires as a front for drugs, too? Like,
I've never sold drugs, Andy, so I can't tell.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll give you a bonus, something stuffed in the tire, you know?
Launder money, probably.
Now, by the way, John's email is all one paragraph, but this is a huge subject change.
Is it in caps? It better be
no,
all
caps. No, it's not
caps.
In caps. Only select words. Like
this is gospel.
Big, fat, and head are in caps.
Vein? No.
We know it's important.
Not vein.
Car will. Okay.
So it's just like there are a lot of used tire sales in the hood. Next sentence. Guys, I'd like to know who are your top five young porn stars coming up.
Wow.
Plus, have
top
you got
five? Shit, I don't think
young
I have
porn stars
young,
coming up.
Coming up.
With young porn stars, man?
You mean like when I was a kid, the porn stars that I was into?
No, not when you were coming up.
Not currently.
When,
currently now.
Currently
right now.
Coming up.
Who has time
like
to
the underground,
remember names?
Like
I don't fuck with young
Tumblr
porn
now.
The only one I know is Penny Flame from the AVN Awards.
Okay.
She was doing some good shit.
And by the way, I hope when he means young, he just means like young in the game of porn, not like 14 years old. You know, so we don't know. He goes, plus, have you guys ever heard porn star named Tiana Trump?
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
She's a gymnast, goddammit.
Yes.
Okay. Of course we've heard of her.
Yes.
So common ground with John. John says, love the show. I'm passing the word around. Peace out.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. That was
your emails were problematic.
That was a workout.
You write like a serial killer.
Well, he was at work. He had to just bang that one out real quick.
And that's going real about
had to bang
going
that
to bathroom
one out.
And bang something else out.
That's real about the car wash. One of my buddies worked at a car wash one summer after he fucked up a better job, and he's in there. And
no one works at the car wash him. As a first choice.
Yeah, it was him and a bunch of like Salvadorian guys. And one day, this big black dude rolls up in a fucking old Beamer. He gets right. out and he goes up to my buddy. He says, "Hey man, like Angel here." And he's like, "No, he's not around. I think he's at lunch." He's like, "Yo, but how much money you make an hour here?" And he's like, $7 an hour, but I think Angel makes a little more. He's like, "He better be making more money, goddamn
it." Oh, shit.
The fuck does that even mean?
And then Angel never came back.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with this job, guys.
You know, I think I'm going to go try something else. I'll go flip art.
No benefits package.
Jesus.
Well, there is that moment sometimes when a small time... you know, criminal.
Yeah.
Thinks he's a little bigger than he is. And crosses
fucks
paths.
Fucks up a package.
With a guy who drives a BMW.
An old one, yeah.
Yeah. An old BMW mm-hmm. whose best days are behind him, and now he's got extra anger because he doesn't have a new BMW. And then you find out you don't want to be in that game anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, man.
Everybody needs an experience where they're humbled, yo. Especially one where they had like a cool opportunity that they fucked up. That's how you grow.
I don't know
man.
If that was a cool opportunity, but
the job that he got fired from?
Oh no. I'm sorry that you're talking about Angel and the fucking
this is a
drug dealer, small time hustling.
Nah, man.
I've got audio of Russ's humbling moment.
Hey, is it true that you kicked my ball over the fence?
Fight.
What was the throw shit?
Well, they actually have gameplay videos on YouTube, so I guess I can pull that up if you want.
She threw you on the blacktop, your body starts flashing.
Yeah, it's like, blink, blink, blink.
Yeah, there's all kinds of playthroughs.
Do you do that with your kid, man?
What's that?
Go back and play old school games, video games.
Nah, but she is watching Animaniacs now because it's on Netflix.
Super dope.
Ah, okay.
I got my kids in the Danger Mouse on Netflix.
On Netflix, yeah.
She was like, "This show's great." I was like, "Yes, yes, it is. That is cool."
You're watching Animaniacs. They're out of the water tower again. Out of the water tower and into our lives.
This is level one, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the beginning of the game. Double Dragon was the shit.
Fuck
it was
yeah.
the shit, man.
Especially the arcade version.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my favorite weapon was the bat.
The bat was the dog.
The bat, no question.
The oil drum.
Yeah, the oil
drum. Chuck that knock over a Bobo's big ass.
See, what you do is you can get your ass whipped by a girl. You go home and play Double Dragon.
Oh, is that what you do?
And then you train again. You go, oh, I got to get the...
Oh, yeah. So this is where the deep-rooted misogyny heralds from.
Right.
Video games.
I can't believe you kicked my ball.
Did you guys hear about... This has been making me laugh for 2 days now.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear about Tyler Summitt, Pat Summitt's kid?
Uh-oh.
The basketball coach?
No, what is this?
He's a head coach at Louisiana Tech.
Was.
He was the head coach at Louisiana Tech. Pat Summitt is a coaching legend. She now has Alzheimer's, so she's out of coaching. But
she has literally forgotten more about basketball than you'll ever know.
You'll ever know. She's the number four, and as far as wins all time, she's number four. She has over 1,000 wins. She was Gene Oram of her time period. She built a powerhouse program. Her son Tyler is 25 years old. He's a head coach at Louisiana Tech
because of his last name.
Yeah. He came over from
privilege.
He was a
legacy
head coach at Marquette. He was assistant coach at Marquette. Came over from Marquette. He resigned Friday from his head coaching position at 25. He resigned from a head coaching position at a major university. Ask me why he resigned from his position.
To head coach in NFL. Why? Why would he do it, Randolph?
It's funny you should ask me that. He resigned from his head coaching position because he got one of his players pregnant.
Didn't she deny the pregnancy, though?
He was 25.
Wow.
And he's married to his high school sweetheart.
He's fucking with collegiates.
From summit to plummet.
How about this?
Have you seen basketball players?
How about the girl he got pregnant? She followed him from Marquette.
Oh, so they've been fucking.
Yeah.
Marquette.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't she deny being pregnant, though? Yeah. Well, what's she got? Well, I mean, she's not pregnant anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Might not be pregnant anymore.
Not anymore.
Basketball news. I didn't even watch the March Madness.
That shit has been making me laugh.
And he went home to his wife like fight.
She got that whip out.
Yeah. See the guy coming out the window with the machine gun. Last boss.
He is so done as far as you got the job that you be wanting for at 25.
Not if he's white.
Yeah.
He'll keep working.
They'll
protect him like he was a priest.
He'll go underground for a while, then he'll reemerge.
He'll do an
apology tour. And then
he looks like he's
UNLV will take him, or Texas Tech, one of those Tarkadian schools.
Go ahead.
Fresno.
So, I think he'll go religious. I think he'll go to some private religious school and teach and coach there.
There'll be a 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The issue
What if I told you that one of the greatest coaches in history's son tarnished her legacy?
The smart thing for him to do is take up drugs now. So then he can fucking say it's an excuse later on.
Yeah, I have problems I'm working on.
No, what he needs to do is get with the evangelicals.
That.
And then he's back in the game, baby.
Yeah.
He's back.
I would say if it was football, yes, because football is wrapped in religion. But basketball, not as much. You can align yourself with religious people in football and overcome any of those kinds of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
half the coaching staff is super religious, the Tony Dungy kind of guys. Basketball, you don't see that as much.
Yeah.
But basketball.
I would say the NBA is a more democratic league, too, in terms of political affiliation as opposed to the NFL.
And definitely.
I think
you don't see
that
truck
speaks
commercials
to your point.
The new commissioner of the NBA is legit, yo.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about legitimately moving the All-Star game.
Right.
Shouldn't even be talked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shouldn't even be talked.
Because of the whole LGBT thing.
Yeah.
They're
good for them.
They'll do it.
Look, Coke's moved fucking shit. Bruce Springsteen just ruled against going there Sunday.
Yeah.
The times are changing. It's just what it is.
It's okay to be a bigot. Just don't fuck up everybody's money in the process, man. That's what I just don't get.
But did you just say it's okay to be a bigot, though?
Yeah. I mean, look, here, let's be real. A bigot is someone who hates someone else. That's fine.
Someone who hates more than someone else. A particular
group. It's more than just hating somebody else.
It's not an individual.
That's bigot is not allowing
everybody's
somebody to live
bigot
their life.
Against somebody or not some group.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, it depends. Are you allowing them to live their lives?
You'd be biased, but you can check yourself and be biased. We all
have
biases.
Oh, I should be like
but
that.
Be an outright bigot. Like, and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to vote against. I'm going to rule against.
No, but they see you when you act on your bigotry, that's when you become racist. See, bigot is fine. Bigot just means I have beliefs that are unchallenged, unchecked, and largely ignorant. Racist is the person who says, I'm going to fucking put it down.
Well, North Carolina acted on its bigotry. The politicians there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they became racist. Okay.
On behalf of their constituents.
Somethingist. Transist. Sexist.
What is that? Is it sexist?
Homophobic.
Homophobic.
There are several.
But this can be put on. I tell everybody all the time. I tell everybody they can easily say me and my wife's marriage is invalid because they don't believe in blacks and whites should be married. So anybody could easily say that at any time. Look, we're not going to let you say this at this hotel because we believe that blacks and whites should be married. That's our religious view.
And then Randolph goes
fight.
What you say about my wife, nigga?
Yeah, I say that all the time. People always say the same thing. They're like, that can never happen. I'm like, you think it couldn't? Because I don't. I fully believe that that's once you open up the door to this, you open up the door to everything. Everything. Everything's on the table. Anything they don't want to do, they can say, I don't want to do that.
The only thing protecting.
But your wife is not white, Randolph. We've established this already, man. She is.
The difference is that certain groups have become protected classes and certain groups are not. So legally, classes are protected.
Which
from.
Is fine on paper until I'm trying to check into some place.
Well, then you have to file a lawsuit.
Yeah, I got
to
file lawsuits. Yeah. I got to go to court.
Fight.
And yeah. And in the meantime, they get to deny me services right then, and all
right.
They have to say is because my religion.
Gay and
like
transgender
that.
People are not a protected class.
Yeah.
And in a lot of states,
that's
you could be fired literally for being gay.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Protected class.
What is a protected class?
Sexual orientation is a protected class.
In certain states, you can federally, be fired for being
isn't
gay.
It federally? Isn't it
federally, yeah. It's a protected federally? Class. It's race,
people
sex,
get fired for being
color,
gay.
Age is protected class,
religious,
disability, religion,
creed. They even say creed.
How about transgender?
I don't know what that means other than
that's
religion.
Sexual orientation.
That's sexual orientation.
It doesn't have to be sexual orientation.
I mean, that's, look, I'm not part of that group.
You can be
so
fired.
Find
in certain states, you can
says.
Be fired for being gay. For no other
I think
reason.
In certain states, but I think federally, I think if those states, usually those states bring, somebody will bring a lawsuit and they lose.
That's the thing. You have to bring the
let's
lawsuit.
Let's go to the Google. Yeah. Where can you be
that's
fired?
That's money,
for being
that's
gay?
Time.
Yeah. Any private business can fire you
yeah,
with,
and that's,
without
and
cause.
That's, and that to me is a problem is,
but they can't
I, should,
fire
I shouldn't have to go to court.
You can be fired for any reason without cause.
Yeah, without cause.
Mm-hmm. But you yeah. but you have to prove, and that's where racism and all that stuff comes into play, and it's really frustrating for people who are being persecuted and oppressed. Is having to prove that someone has these beliefs,
right?
Instead of just showing the action against you.
Well, I always, it's. I know you're racist. You know what you're doing is racist. Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing is racist, but we're gonna act like what you're not doing is racist. So you're just gonna say I'm not doing racist, and then I have to say okay.
What
but
state,
in the meantime,
yeah.
I know just, it, and you know it.
But
I,
you should just be able to prove
I've
injury.
I've always hated that,
right? For no other reason, right? But what they do, like in government, what they'll do is they'll start. Fucking up your record.
Title VII does not list sexual orientation as a protected class. An increasing number of local and state governments are passing laws and ordinances that protect homosexuals from workplace. So, on the local level. But Title VII does not list sexual orientation as a protected class.
That sounds crazy.
36 minutes.
But orientation's just preference, right? It's not, like, isn't it sexual identity for trans?
Preference and orientation are two different things.
Yeah.
Orientation means this is the way that I
identify.
Feel. No, I. This is well, how I. Who I'm attracted to.
Okay.
Preference,
yeah. Right.
Orientation, preference
right.
says like I choose this over right. this. Right. So orientation is just like I'm oriented
who I am.
To think women are dope.
Choice, so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that even if you should be allowed to choose it anyway. I don't even think the choice versus the orientation versus preference argument whole. It's a complete. Red herring. It doesn't matter. You
it's
should be able to choose it, even if you weren't born that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
as long as you're old enough to consent.
All those arguments are people trying to placate religious people. Like, God made me this way. It doesn't matter who the fuck. You could have made you that way when you turned 30. Like, you know what? I'm into dick now. Veiny dick.
Yeah, vein. I'm into vein now.
There's a child here.
Okay. Hi.
Hey, friend.
Hi.
This is what old people do when they're bored.
We're working. Her out of here.
You wouldn't understand. Get out.
Wait,
Ava,
you know what
Ava
my
put
favorite
her
moment
hands
of
on her
was?
Back and pushed her out of the room.
Ava just reviewed our podcast.
For the listeners, there has been a child present this entire time.
Yeah. But it was Randolph. Oh,
but when another child showed up, it became an issue.
Well, she
Ava,
her timing was impeccable.
Ava push jabbed her into the. She push walked her ass.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you don't want to hear any more about veins. Let's get in here.
And push walked her into the room.
Yeah, we can't corrupt two children. We can't double our corrupted child count.
Well, Springsteen jumped out, which I liked.
Pearl Jam's supposed to be there soon. I wonder if they'll jump out.
My guess would be they back out.
Springsteen might start something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like there's a snowball effect.
It reminded me of Ray. You're right, son.
Yeah.
Get back on the bus.
Or,
get back on the bus. Ray, you'll never play in this town again. You're right, son.
Knowing
you're right.
Knowing the way Pearl Jam does things, it could just be the whole show would be a...
Don't get there and just get loud about it.
Well, Vedder likes to rant about politics between songs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the set list... Because they have songs about injustice and shit.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the show will it be itself some kind of protest.
Well,
they
right
to
now,
do that.
They're filming a documentary about whatever concert is going to go on there. And then 20 years later when it's released.
A 30 for 30.
They'll re-script themselves.
What if I told you?
So.
There used to be a state that, didn't
so above
allow,
board, yeah.
that didn't allow gays. And what if I told you?
I mean, at the end of the day in this country, it's the golden rule. Man who got the gold makes the rules. And it seems like, hey, the money's winning for equality.
Well, that was always the game in race and, segregation and what's the word I'm looking for? Bias and any prejudice. Like, that's always the game. It's always the money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where Martin Luther King was truly revolutionary. And he was fucking with people's pockets.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He knew that we had the GDP on lock. And he knew that, you know, the white man couldn't tolerate that for too long with not making money. So that's when the game started to change. And that's...
The so-called white man?
Also,
yeah,
I think this seems like the front for these wars. It used to be like... you know, it used to be political positions shouldn't be allowed to certain people. Marriage shouldn't be allowed to certain people. A seat at a restaurant shouldn't be allowed to certain people. It's gotten down to my toilet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to, because obviously in your house you can do whatever you want, but you want to feel as private as possible in any bathroom, a public bathroom. So people are treating it like it's their house. Like, I can say who can and can't come in here. But there's the last...
Well, it's all about the kids, too.
Yeah, it is about... That. Well, everything is all about the kids. Yeah. Like, you can't smoke in a public park. What about the kids? Like, everything, people throw the kids into it. So, and people listening to this podcast are probably like, what about those kids?
Yeah, what about those kids?
You've been talking all this... You read that email?
I got it.
But this is one of the final fronts of this war. It's like, but my toilet, though. You know, like, so they have to sit next to me in a restaurant. But what about when I'm in the bathroom? So it's all sort of, you know, it's like they're painting themselves in this corner. They had no other ground to fight. And they're going to lose this one. And then they're going to try to find some other place where I don't want to be around them there. And eventually they're just going to stay home. They're just going to stay in their house.
Good.
Who's the charismatic, like, bigot leader that is coercing these people to believe these things?
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who is saying to these people
honky Jesus
that this is something they should be concerned about? Because this is so preposterous to me. Like, this is a true story. Sunday, I took the kids to dinner in this restaurant, the whole family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we go sit down, and everybody's enjoying themselves. And I had to use the restroom. And I had to, like, you know, when you're over 35, you have to urgently pee. So I went to the bathroom.
I just
walked into the restroom, and I walked right into a stall because I didn't want to, you know. And I started to go, but then I kept hearing children and a woman admonishing the children. And I was like, this chick needs to get her kids in order. And then it occurred to me that I was in the woman's restroom, and I ran out of that bitch with my pants unzipped. And like fled directly into the men's restroom. And then I thought in that moment, this is what it's like. You know what I'm saying? For people who are being, you know, persecuted about this bathroom nonsense. Because the truth is, I could have just been like, hey, I was born a woman.
You know,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what
this
you just
perfectly
did?
Fine.
With my beard on my face.
You know what you just did?
Beard.
Yep. You just pulled what the guy, the white guy who's like, I got followed around the store once. you just pulled that. Like, it happened to me one time. I get it. I totally get it now.
I don't think that... This is a documentary I watched on Netflix, and it's so sad. It is about this comedian who was sexually abused and raped as a child by, like, his priest.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
Is that Andy Andrus?
Bobcat Goldthwait is in it, too. He produced it. Yeah.
And it's not Brian Hennigan. It's...
Anyway, it's the set. If you ever want to cry alone... Yeah. You should watch this documentary. If you and the thing is, they seduce you because you love comedy.
Even on Marin's podcast.
Right. Yeah, you start watching it, and he has this. He took his tragedy and turned it into something positive, where he joined all these chat rooms for like child predators and outed them all in front of Congress and all this kind of deal. And he talked about a story, and he said, "I won't say that everybody that's been sexually abused is a child predator, but I would be shocked to find that." You know, there's something like that didn't happen in their past. You know,
right?
I mean? So these people that are like ultimately concerned about these abuses and these atrocities, that's just their reflection on the whole situation. That's just a mirror into their whole soul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like something happened to them.
Oh, anybody who is really weirdly anti-gay, just anti-gay period, and you're crazy about them, like, are you gay?
Yeah, it's gay, or just like something problematic.
You're worried
happened.
About this a lot.
Yeah,
are you gay?
Yeah.
Why are you so hepped up on this particular issue about bathroom sex?
Yeah,
trans people
about bathroom use. It's not even about sex. It's like they're literally going into the bathroom to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't want that around my kids.
And there's no way you could know because they go into a stall and use the stall.
Right.
Women's bathrooms don't have urinals.
Yeah,
man.
Like the women's
they're
bathroom
separate.
Just an open pit where everybody just takes out their
But there is this fear that
separate, man.
Some man dressed as a woman is going to come into, this is literally what they say, come into the bathroom and expose himself to your child. Like they're just going to walk around and say, oh, now I'm in here, gotcha. And then they just like unzip or open up their trench coat and it's a woman with a dick or whatever.
This is
See,
where
a man who does that is more likely to do it in public.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. And more than one person.
Yeah, why would he stick it to the bathroom? He would be everywhere.
To be fair, men expose themselves to me all the time in the bathroom. I'm not a fan of it. You know what I'm saying? It is what
that
it
happens.
Is.
I don't like
Especially
urinals.
At the YMCA.
I'll wait for the fucking stall at the football stadium. I'm not going to sit there and risk a sword fight or even like a ricochet. Of piss.
I kind of believe if we were in Europe, this wouldn't be an issue because people are just naked all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
is that what
there's
it is?
No shame around it.
People are naked in Europe all the time?
On beaches, yeah.
Is that they teach in that private school?
Yeah, beaches, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I learned so much in those private years.
Those private school years.
And then that veil of truth
Let's
broke down.
Let's bring this home on Bomani Jones' shirt.
Bomani Jones' shirt, by the way, I think is a total fake controversy.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's a fake controversy. All this Twitter is going crazy. I didn't see. Usually there's an article. But Bomani Jones wore a shirt on ESPN that said Caucasians.
This is a 10-year-old shirt, by the way.
Yeah, in the style of the Cleveland Indians logo. There's also one with the Redskins that says Caucasians. It has like that. And of course,
it
was like Twitter going crazy. Normally when Twitter goes crazy, there's some kind of BuzzFeed listicle afterward. Just like, here's a list of all the crazy racist shit people said on Twitter. Not one.
Well, I follow Bomani Jones, so I saw thin skins.
Yeah, the Washington.
I follow Bomani Jones, yeah, so I saw all the stuff he was going.
But
he
there was not nearly the
forth.
Level of retweets, like ironic retweets. The shit that Twitter didn't go crazy. I don't think it was a real controversy, except for like just the dummies, the egg avatars on there. But ESPN, they literally broke into the conversation with him. He's like talking sports, and she's like, "Hold on. Twitter's blowing up right now
shirt." That's the follow-on interview. So the initial interview he was just talking. You know what I'm saying? But the controversy...
When it came back from commercial, she asked him about it.
Right, because the controversy is not based around the Twitter blowing up. The controversy is based around the ESPN producers telling him to cover his shirt up.
But she brought up Twitter. She said, Twitter's going a little crazy
right
now.
But that's a response, right? That's the reactionary shit. You got to get into the seedy details in the background. If you are a producer, right, and this is your employee on the air, you know what I'm saying, wearing something that you think is insensitive or something like that, and you make it an issue because you feel a certain group's going to be victimized, you're trying to protect that group.
Yeah.
Why should you be trying to protect this group?
Any group, sure.
For any reason, unless you believe that's like your base or messing with your money or what have you.
Oh, I think he probably did think that, whoever the producer was.
But then be completely blind and tone deaf when it comes to the true issue about the Chief Wahoos and the Redskins and countless other teams that are representative of indigenous peoples. If it's not an issue, then why are you making this an issue about the shirt?
It's pointing out the controversy.
Hypocrisy. Yeah.
Yeah. But this whole thing about white people went nuts. Went where? When?
See, but that's kind of like, if I didn't see it, it
that's
didn't
that
happen.
Internet hyperbole bullshit.
I don't know. I think to some degree, if it impacts one, if one person feels injury, it's worth.
All I know
about.
Is what I saw on Bomani Jones' timeline, and people were going after him pretty hard, heavy, and all day. So.
I got the interview. I'm here with Bomani. This is coming back from commercial.
By the way, this woman interviewing him is a big fan of the show.
So we need to address the elephant in the room. Your T-shirt is dominating the social media conversation right now amongst our viewers.
Yeah.
What motivated you to wear it?
It was clean. I think number one, the fact that it was clean was a good start. The other part is I really like the shirt. I think it's funny. It's just like the Cleveland Indian shirt, like exactly the same as the Cleveland Indian shirt, with just one small change.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like the money sign there.
I think the money sign is very helpful because people still buy this stuff. Like the reason they won't get rid of Chief Wahoo, which is completely indefensible.
The Indians logo, the character has a feather in his head. This dude has a dollar sign.
Also has a giant, ridiculous smile.
Yeah. The same as
they can still sell stuff with it. They can say they're going to de-emphasize it, but then they're just going to set money on fire. So, yeah, I just thought it was the exact same thing, and I could see the value in the design. So I was like, hey, we might as well give this a run.
I think more thought went into it. I think you were trying to make some kind of statement.
Statement is obvious. Like, this is the same thing. Like, what we have here, this is the same thing that goes on with the logo for the Cleveland Indians, right? Yep. So, to have a problem with the logo of this would be to have a problem with the Indians. But if you're quiet about the Indians and now you got something to say about my shirt, I think it's time for introspection. I think that's a fair thing.
You might be lagging in that area, and I want to get into that. So we have the Washington Redskins, Cleveland Indians, Florida State Seminoles, missing any others, Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Do you think it's time that there's a change, that ethnicity, skin color, race should not be a team mascot?
Yeah, well, I feel like there's a certain level of nuance.
Why is this conversation about the mascot changes? It's been happening for years, and people are still at the beginning of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hasn't evolved at all. There's been no movement. Do you think this is, the same question you would have asked 20 years ago when people first started making noise about there, 30 years ago? There's been no evolution in that conversation at all. No changes have been made.
That's not fair. I would say to a large degree.
I'm talking about on this level, on these TV shows. They're still doing the whole, Do people... Should things change? Like, nothing no teams have moved on it to change.
What
their
show
names.
Was that?
Nope, that was. I don't even know.
See, that's okay, the that's thing. ESPN. It's a cursory like review of sports. So right. I mean, they're not going to get that pithy on that subject. I was surprised she even took it, even though Twitter was blowing up.
Yeah, I guess
the meat of the issue is that nobody wants to address is ownership. Right, and the responsibility they have and how accountable they are to these kind of decisions.
Ownership is trying to keep their dollars up.
Yeah.
But that's been the constant argument that
that's
is flawed.
It's all this room.
Right? Because what you're saying is people can't deal with change.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what ownership
or otherwise it'll impact my
the
dollars.
Only argument
exactly.
is I'm used to it.
That's what ownership
But that's the truth. Means. The truth is I'm used to it and I don't want to do anything.
That's
about
what ownership
it.
Thinks.
Right?
If,
but
if I change this, I'm gonna lose money.
But well, I think what's ridiculous about that argument is there has been nothing but like demonstrable evidence that shows when people do make changes that reflect the times, it has always been like very positive and very and very
they
much an up you know upturn of money.
They don't care.
Like if you look at something like what they talk about with black people in movies all the time is that we can't have a black lead. You know,
which
we
is
can't
not
have
true.
A black cast. We can't have a movie about black stories because nobody's going to want to watch them.
Right.
And then you have 12 Years as a Slave and Straight Outta Compton and countless whatever and whatever yeah. Tyler Perry's doing and Spike Lee. And all these are like blockbuster hits, you know what I mean, for the few theaters that it's been released to.
Yeah.
So like how does the argument even hold water anymore? But to your point, Andy, it's like look at the number of owners of the owners of all these teams.
Mm-mm.
They're still all white. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why the conversation's
right.
not evolved.
Real.
If you have more people like Michael Jordan and Magic and, you know, buying
Jordan
ownership, the Serena Williams of the world,
Michael
the
Jordan
Venus Williams
count.
Of the world,
and
people
also,
buying.
You have to think about it like this, too.
So,
a lot of these owners, like Dan Snyder's a good example, but a lot of these owners have gigantic egos.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's not even always just about doing the right thing on the name change. It's, you can't tell me what to do. As soon as Dan Snyder figures out a way to make it his idea, mm-hmm. he'll change the name and he'll cash in big time by selling all new merch. I personally think it's when they open their new stadium
yeah.
that they're going to build in a couple years. So a lot of these owners, they're pricks. They made a lot of money being
yeah.
pricks. They don't like being told what to do.
Never.
Even by the people who are the reason they're rich,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that factors in on top of the whole, it's pride and heritage right. and all that stuff.
That's why Donald Trump has an audience, yo.
Because
yeah. he has a group of sycophants around him who don't say anything yeah. but yes, and he is unchecked constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, when you grow up with that kind of like bubble around you, you have no idea about reality.
No.
So Dan Snyder is not worried about what I feel or what
yeah.
some indigenous
no.
person feels or the like present native people who are being decimated and their waters
well,
polluted.
And
like, he doesn't
will
care
go,
about that
Dan
stuff.
Dan Snyder will go find the native guy who agrees with him and trot him
he
out.
He already
right.
done that. He's
right.
had them.
He's had fake native guys that they trotted out.
Yeah. Remember when that shit happened to you at yeah. Ragtime?
Yeah.
And that like, white lady claimed her.
Yeah.
She had a card. She was a card
like,
carrying.
I'm a card carrying. We don't mind.
She literally had the card.
I don't mind. I
speak
for everyone.
All of them.
Oh, wow.
But she literally had like there's an identity card. You know, like she was more legit
I am
than
part Indian.
Well, but she was
and
more
I,
legit. She was more.
I don't care.
She was more qualified to have the conversation than a lot of people.
Like I told Elton just yesterday. He was like, "It's just being politically correct." I said, "Okay, then." So you would walk up to an old Native American and call him Redskin to their face?
Some people. Some people aren't cowards.
I said,
some
"Would you?" I said,
that.
"Would you do that?
Yeah.
Would you do that?" No, I said. Well, why wouldn't you do that then? If you say it's a you're praising somebody or you don't mean it as a slur, that's the same thing when people talk about. Well, I don't see the problem with the N word. Really, would you walk up to my father and call him that?
I'd walk up to your father
with Elton though.
Thank you, taking your life in your own hands.
With Elton though, now that he has a gun,
yeah,
he might walk up to people and say all kinds of shit.
Would you do
the
that?
Real Elton
would
might
you
come
walk
out.
Up?
Yeah,
not
pew
do
pew
that.
Gang, bitch.
Yeah. We gotta go. I gotta
Randolph has a car coming to take.
Yeah,
him
I got
to,
things I gotta do
to go on TV.
I gotta start trying to get ready.
I gotta all get right. Taco Bell.
All right, listen, people. Thanks for coming out. We're in the second night of the 202 Comedy Festival, so you guys
woo-hoo.
Come on out tonight.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
are at Beer Baron for the Specific
Ignorance
Show. Three guys on Specific Ignorance, 7 o'clock. Jerry Barron,
us.
DC, come out, come get at us. We want to hear what y'all talking. We want to meet y'all. We'll talk to y'all. Let them know that you came because of the podcast. There's shows for the rest of the weekend. Tomorrow night at the Giraffe House in the Green Room, we're doing a show there that I'm hosting, presenting 8 comics. That's in the green room of the Draft House. Come and get that show. Saturday is the closeout show. Sunday's got the Petey Steele show.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so come on out. I want to thank Petey and Rob for sitting in with us. Petey and Rob.
Russ.
Petey and Russ.
Rob, am I today?
Russ.
For sitting in with us. We hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Yes,
ma'am. Charmy's a daughter.
Trying to raise that daughter.
Charmy's a daughter.
I'm just trying to raise somebody else's daughter. So you guys, well, come on.
Real talk about that guinea pig, man. Can I have it for a little bit?
The guinea pig?
You're not allowed to have it.
I can't touch the guinea pig.
She doesn't like black people.
She doesn't like Peruvians. People who are more than 77% black.
She's like, yeah. The black person that I know lets me play with the guinea pig.
So come on back, people. Appreciate you guys. Andy, got anything for him?
No, I don't think I got anything. I got some stuff coming up that I'll plug next week.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
And we'll be here for you guys on Monday. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Y'all know who we got sitting in. Who we got?
Petey Steele.
Who else?
Russ Green.
We are four guys on. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We are out. Pay your tithes. Restless soul.